Welcome to Shakespeare Full Circle, a journey of a circuitous nature into the mind of the Bard of Avon, or as you become more familiar, Uncle Will. I'm your host, Kari Marshall. Today we venture into the history of perhaps England's most well-known monarchs, Lizzie obviously notwithstanding, for a tale of paranoia, musical chair matrimony, and murder. In 1613, 66 years after the death of England's corpulent, craven, and crass king, Uncle Will, with the help of John Fletcher, would give his historical makeover to the tale of Henry VIII, in a story of a ruthless race for supreme power and a desperate desire for an heir. Also, as it happens, where a cannon was famously used as a special effect during the production and set fire to the thatched roof of the Globe Theatre, burning it to the ground. It is in the prologue to this retelling of the remorseless rotund royal that we find the phrase popularized, for me anyway, when my grandmother would look on in exasperation at the muddy footprints I had traipsed across her freshly mopped kitchen floor.
Oh, for goodness sake!
Uncle Will would channel his muse of fire from Henry V for his opening of Henry VIII, who, despite the nomenclature, was not the great-grandson of the hero of Agincourt, but we don't really have time to get into the convoluted intricacies of British monarchical succession. So, onward. In a reflection of his earlier play, Uncle William uses the prologue to directly address the audience on what they are about to see, and more importantly, what is expected of them. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for make-believe.
Gentle hearers know, to rank our chosen truth with such a show as fool and fight is, beside forfeiting our own brains, and the opinion that we bring to make that only true we now intend, will leave us never an understanding friend. Therefore, for goodness' sake, and as you are known the first and happiest hearers of the town, be sad, as we would make ye. Think ye see the very persons of our noble story as they were living.
Our prologuer almost chastises the audience to feel sorry for some of the characters they are about to see. Now, it's unclear how much of the history of Henry VIII's reign most of the theater-goers would be familiar with, but for modern audiences, it is clear that Uncle Will was engaging in a bit of revisionist history. So, let's talk about that, for goodness sake. Firstly, when Uncle Will uses for goodness sake, he is using it quite literally, meaning for the sake of all that is good, noble, pure, and honest in our nature, or society for that matter. Ironic, then, that it would appear in the prologue of a play surrounding a king of, shall we say, dubious moral and ethical character. Actually, to be fair, by all accounts, Henry VIII was pretty monstrous. It's estimated that over his 36-year rule, he executed some 57,000 people. Their transgressions fall into one of three main categories: heresy, treason, and the denial of his God-given royal supremacy as head of the English Church. Most were dispatched by the axe, including two of his six wives, famously, for alleged infidelity, by the way. But those accused of heresy, treason, or even witchcraft could find themselves hanged, drawn, and quartered, or burned at the stake. It must have seemed to his subjects that the king's eyes were everywhere, spies listening in taverns, royal agents eavesdropping on casual conversations. It would seem that there was nowhere one could escape the king's judgment. Which brings me to where most English-speaking children in the 20th century would have more than likely first heard that phrase. You see, in 1934, two Tin Pan Alley musicians, J. Fred Coutts and James Lamont Haven Gillespie, came up with a little ditty about someone else who's watching over you.
He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been good or bad, so be good for goodness sake.
Actually kind of creepy when you think about it. But at least if Kris Kringle deemed you naughty, all you would get was a lump of coal. And not the axe. Well, alas and alack, my friends, that's all we have time for. Join us again next time for another circuitous journey into the mind of Uncle William. I'm Kari Marshall. Farewell until next time. Shakespeare Full Circle is a production of WGTE Public Media. You can learn more and download all episodes at wgte.org/sfc or wherever you get your podcasts.